is Thames from London. Good evening, everyone, from our Euston Road studios, and it's good to be back with you. In just a few moments, lots of star names invite you to carry on laughing. Then certainly exciting drama and adventure will follow.
Well, Roy Addison, spokesman for Thames, we've just seen the beginning of transmissions again after a five-day gap. There are something like 30 management members here putting out the broadcasts. What sort of programmes are London viewers going to be seeing while this dispute continues?
Well, it's very much an emergency schedule, so people won't see the sort of programmes that are advertised in TV Times. It'll be a mix of some new programmes, but some repeats as well.
Exactly what sort of programmes won't be broadcast, which usually would be scheduled?
We won't be able to receive any programmes from elsewhere in the network, which means that programmes like Crossroads and Coronation Street, Duty Free and so on, we won't be showing in the London area.
So it really is going to be pretty much a mixture of repeats?
No, not just repeats. As I said, there are some new programmes. For instance, tonight at 9 o'clock, a new Minder, a Minder that hasn't been seen before, and other programmes during the course of each day. Not every programme, but some programmes that will be new.
What possibility is there, even with management in charge of transmissions, that the plugs won't be pulled at some point by other union members, not necessarily the ACTT?
There is no guarantee, of course, but I would guess that if we've managed to get on air and to start transmission, then the chances of us staying on are rather good.
And have you had any indication at all from the other unions, like the ABS, who are in charge of the transmission signals themselves, what their plans are, what they're going to do?
No, I imagine they'll vote with their fingers as they have done already. And if we, as I said, if we're on now, then hopefully we'll stay on.
What about the rest of the independent network? Are there going to be gaps nationwide in programming?
There won't be gaps, but any program that should have originated from Thames will have to be replaced by the other companies with whatever they can find locally. And in fact, this has been the case since the ACTT walked out of Thames of Wednesday of last week.
How much has this dispute cost Thames so far?
We reckon for all the time we're off-air, not transmitting, not showing advertising, we'd be losing about £3.5 million a week.
What do you think the long-term effect on advertising is going to be?
Difficult to predict, but the sort of schedule that we've put on to begin with and that we plan for the rest of the week and so on seems to be attracting advertisers. There's certainly no shortage of advertising at the moment.
But the management are coping this week, but if the dispute continues, will they go on being able to put out programmes?
We hope so. We're quite confident.
But won't you run out of material to broadcast? You can't go on. You haven't got an endless source of repeats to put out.
No, it's not endless, but it could keep us going for several weeks, at least.
What are the prospects of a resolution at the moment, now the talks have broken down?
Well, there are no new talks planned at the moment, but obviously we'd be happy to talk to the union at any stage if they offer to do so.